慈悲的主，我们感谢赞美你。主啊，今天是复活的日子，我们来到你的殿中，一同歌颂敬拜赞美你。谢谢主，你的灵运行在我们的当中，住在我们的里面。我们需要主与我们同在，让我们能够紧紧地跟随你。求主你赐福于我们，也纪念我们一切有软弱的、有难处的，恳求主断开我们一切锁链，保守眷顾我们的心怀意念，悦纳我们同心合一的感谢，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
Dear Lord, we thank you for today is the day that you live. Lord, we come to you with praises and thanks in our hearts. We pray that your Spirit will be with us and help us to remember those among us who are needy. Lord, I pray that you'll be with us as we learn from your word and worship you here today. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you
all. 感谢主，有机会来跟大家一起分享神的话。
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to preach.
今天跟各位分享的题目叫做跟随主的人。
Today we're going to speak about disciples of Jesus.
刚才我们看到的圣经记载说，我们这位道成肉身的耶稣基督在世上的时候到处游行布道。
Just now we read that while Jesus was on the earth, he went to places and preached the gospel.
他还要到山上去祷告。
He also went up to the mountains to pray.
这个时候很多人都到耶稣的那里去。
At that time, many people came to Jesus.
所以我们看见，你看这些人是来跟随耶稣的，到山上有瘸子、瞎子、哑巴，有残疾的，有好多病人。
We see that these people came to follow Christ. They were the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others.
他们就把这些人放在耶稣的脚前，耶稣就治好了他们的疾病。
They laid these people by Jesus' feet, and Jesus healed them.
甚至众人都很稀奇，因为看到哑巴、残疾的、缺腿，他们都可以行走了。
And people were amazed because the people who were disabled were healed.
还有跟随耶稣的，当然还有门徒。
And of course, the disciples of Jesus were also with him.
所以有的人以为说，信耶稣的人都是瘸子、瞎子、哑巴、残疾的人，有病的人，是吗？
So some people might think that only those who have physical disabilities or disabilities of other kinds follow Jesus.
其实我们这里看到还有许多众人也来跟随耶稣，到什么地方呢？到山上，到野地跟随主。
Actually, we see in here that there were also many others who are well who follow Jesus to the mountains.
今天我们在座的在教会里边也是一样。无论你看圣经里面没有记载说跟随主的人是受过洗的，跟随主的人是也参加过慕道班的，耶稣没有这么写的。耶稣说，你看这些人，耶稣到哪里他们就跟随到哪里，所以到了野地还是跟随耶稣到那里。
In churches today it's the same. It doesn't say that all the people who follow Jesus have been baptized. It doesn't say that all the people who follow Jesus have gone through some sort of introductory course.
所以一个跟随主的人神只要你有任何的难处，这里讲到瘸子、瞎子、哑巴、有残疾的、有疾病的人，就是身体有需要的人，耶稣同样要医治我们每一个人的疾病。
Actually, many who follow Jesus had disabilities and they were not baptized, and they have physical needs, just as we have many needs today.
还有很多的众人，等一下我们看到有好几千人都在这个山上跟随耶稣那里听他讲天国的奥秘。
And we also saw that there were also others totaling a few thousand following Jesus.
所以一个跟随主的人，耶稣不会亏待的。所以他们你看已经跟随耶稣几天了，已经三天了。
So people who follow Jesus, Jesus would not do them wrong. We see here that these people have followed Jesus for 3 days.
这里没有说, 第一天, 整整三天没得吃, 没得喝了, 这里没有这么说, 只是这里记载说, 他, 耶稣, 32节, 耶稣叫门徒来说, 我怜悯这众人, 因为他们同我在这里已经三天, 也没有得吃的了。
It doesn't say here that for the 3 days that they were with Jesus, that they had nothing to eat during the duration of those 3 days.
可能是跟随, 主第三天已经没有得吃了, 不是头一天开始就没得吃。
It's very possible that on the third day they ran out of food.
你不管是, 若是整整三天, 以现在来说, 你看地震的时候埋在地底下, 若是三天三夜就72小时, 黄金72小时, 就是三天整的意思。
By today's standards, we know that victims of earthquakes, when they are trapped, they have 72 hours, the first 3 days, that's the most critical time to get to them.
我相信他们跟随主不是, 三天三夜没得吃, 可能是最后第三天已经没得吃了。
I believe that it wasn't the case where for the whole of 3 days, they had nothing to eat.
所以从这里看见, 反正跟随主的人, 不但是我们的身上的, 疾病, 身上的难处, 耶稣基督要医治以外, 他还顾念到我们生活所需, 就是吃的问题。
We see here that not only does Jesus care for people who have disabilities, he also cares for people's physical needs, such as hunger.
耶稣说, 我不愿意叫他们饿着回去, 恐怕在路上困乏。
Jesus,
所以感谢主, 我们今天要聚会之前, 大家已经在餐厅吃过了, 所以绝对不会饿着回去了。
Jesus says here that I do not want to send them away hungry. They may collapse on the way. And thank the Lord that many of us have had a meal before this.
可是唯一的缺点啊, 吃过以后, 就想打瞌睡,
but don't fall asleep.
所以耶稣很顾念到我们身体所需的, 吃的问题, 今天我们活在世上, 岂不是也是为了三餐而活吗?
And we see that Jesus cares for our daily needs.
无论你是读多, 高深的学问, 到后来还是为了这三餐。
All of us live to fill our stomachs, to put meals on the table every day.
所以耶稣知道的, 他顾念我们身体所需的, 吃饱了没有?
So Jesus remembers and cares for our needs to see if it's been fulfilled.
有一个先生, 也是在美国, 在德州, 他很会读书, 拿了3个学位, 他的, 他有3兄弟, 他自己本身就拿了3个学位, 却找不到工作。
There's a man in Texas. He's very studious, and he's received 3 degrees from college, but he hasn't found a job yet.
后来布道会的时候, 认识了台湾的一个牧师, 那他有难处就来找, 那牧师, 牧师就为他祷告, 后来就告诉他说, 希望找工作的话, 到台湾来看, 到台湾来看看, 是否有机会, 结果他就去了。
One time at an outreach event, he shared with the pastor that his need is finding a job. And the
结果,
pastor suggested that, why don't you try looking in Taiwan?
结果他也信了主, 而且那牧师就介绍他到马, 淡水马街医院去, 结果他就谋到一份工作了。
And then he believed the Lord, and the pastor introduced him to the Makai Hospital in Taiwan, and he found a job there.
后来这个先生也打电话告诉我说, 他说张牧师, 很高兴, 居然那个医院接纳我了，而且每一个月给我3万多台币， 等于1000块的美金， 他就很高兴了。
This man gave me a call and he was very joyous. He shared with me the hospital gave him a job, accepted him, and paid him a very good salary.
我告诉他说， 你做久了以后， 薪水还会增加， 不止, 3万块的。
I told him your salary will increase still, the more you work here.
所以不要认为, 你的学历很好, 但是有时候机会就不一定会给你, 你不能说我有很, 有3个学位了, 希望公司你给我工作, 那是不可能的。
So we must remember that no matter our educational level, sometimes opportunities are out of our control.
所以说我们要依靠神，神会顾念我们所需的。
So we must depend and rely on God. God cares for our needs.
好，我们看这些众人跟随主，神顾念他们所需的时候，是就是吃的问题，就是关乎生命的问题。
We see the many that follow Jesus. Jesus cared for their needs, and this need addresses their physical need, which has to do with their living.
这些众人他们活出什么样的一个生命呢？第一，我们看到他们活出牺牲的生命。
Now, what kind of life did these people live out? First, we see that they lived out a life that's sacrificial.
当耶稣到山上的时候，他们一起跟随。你看，在野地里什么东西都没有的情况之下，在野地里岂不是要很大的牺牲吗？而且还要带一些有疾病的人去跟随耶稣。
We see that Jesus was in a mountainside in a remote area, and these people followed him there. It takes a lot of sacrifice to go to a place like that, and also bringing with them all the people that have physical needs.
所以，亲爱的朋友，弟兄姐妹们，今天我们来到教会里面，你是不是活出了牺牲的这个生命来？
So I ask you, brothers and sisters, as we come to church today, are you living a life of sacrifice?
我相信真的，有的人都是活出牺牲的生命来。你看，有的人从很远的地方就开车来。
I believe many of us are. For instance, a lot of us drive here from far away places to meet.
开那么远的车来教会，是不是要牺牲？
To drive for so long, isn't that a sacrifice?
对，是要牺牲的。
Yes, indeed it is.
有时候天气不好，有时候塞车，有时候油价又涨了，是不是牺牲？
Sometimes there's traffic, sometimes the weather is bad, and sometimes the gasoline costs a lot. That is a sacrifice.
如果你有这样的这个牺牲的生命，愿意来跟随他的时候，我相信神一定会赐福于你的。
When we have a life of sacrifice and are willing to follow Jesus, I believe that Jesus will remember and bless us.
第二个，我们看见跟随主的人还要活出什么生命呢？第三十三节说。
Number two, what other characteristics do these people's lives have? Let's look at verse 33.
因为耶稣看到这些众人呢，已经饿了，第三天已经饿了，没得吃了，所以呢，耶稣就对门徒说，他说，哎，为什么不为他们预备吃的呢？门徒说，我们在这野地里哪有那么多的饼让这许多人吃饱呢？
We see that after Jesus said, let's feed these people, the disciples said, in this remote place, how do we have that much food?
所以从这里看见，一个跟随主的人，门徒也是跟随主的，他们也要活出信心的功课。
Now we see the disciples who are also followers of Jesus, they live out a life of faith.
所以耶稣就问门徒说，为什么你们为什么不预备东西给他们吃的时候，门徒说，我们在这野地里哪有那么多东西给他们吃的时候，就可以看出来耶稣乃是要训练门徒，你们到底有没有信心。
Now we see when the disciples replied to Jesus that they did not have enough food, Jesus was training them in their faith.
如果同样耶稣问我们说，你为什么，你能不能做这件事情的时候，你要怎么回答耶稣？
Today if Jesus asked you to do a certain thing,
你会不会跟门徒一样说，我们哪里有钱买那么多的东西给他们吃呢？
How will we respond? Will we respond like the disciples saying, how can we have that much?
所以这样子的口气，门徒是跟随主的人，他们却显现出没有信心。
So we see here that in their response, the disciples show that perhaps they lacked faith.
如果是你是门徒，你要怎么说？你会说，主啊，是的，我们没有办法，我们相信你一定可以，因为你是神。
If we were the disciples, how would we respond? Maybe we can respond and say, We know that we cannot, but Lord, we know you can.
你看刚才马太福音第十五章前面一段，二十一节到二十八节，就看到一个妇人嘛，她的女儿被鬼附了，很苦，一直跟随耶稣，一直喊着叫说，可怜我，我的女儿被鬼附了，一直就哀求耶稣的时候，耶稣就说，他回答说，我不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。所以妇人说，主啊，不但不错，但是狗也吃主人桌上掉下来的碎渣儿。那么耶稣听他的这样以后，耶稣就对妇人说，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了吧。从那个时候开始，他的女儿就好了。
We see in the preceding passage that there is a Canaanite woman who is pleading with Jesus to heal her daughter who was demon possessed, and we see the conversation that take place there, and because of her faith her daughter was healed.
所以耶稣已经行了一个神迹在前面让门徒看见了，为什么门徒这个时候讲这样的灰心的话呢？他说我们哪有那么多饼给他们吃呢？
So we see that Jesus had already performed a miracle right before this. And why is it that the disciples still responded in such a way that...
所以弟兄姐妹，我们若是一个跟随主的人，不可以讲灰心的话。
So if we are followers of Jesus, then let's not say words of hopelessness.
一定要说有信心的话，有积极的言语。
We must speak words of faith and of encouragement.
有时候我常常会问说，哎，你也不错啊。他说我没有。人家说，哎，你很丰富，很有环境不错啊。没有，我很穷。他就老是喜欢抱着贫穷，拒绝财富。
Some people, when you comment that they're doing quite well, they always respond, no, I don't have much. They seem to like to hold on to this concept of poorness.
旧约圣经有一个先知以利沙，他在寻探访的时候看到一个寡妇是先知的妻子，结果呢他的先生生前的时候欠债，结果呢人家就要来讨债，所以呢他还不了，就要把他两个孩子抓走。
We see in the Old Testament in the story of the prophet Elisha, he saw a woman whose husband was a prophet and had passed away, and her husband had owed a lot of people money, and the debtors were coming to collect their debt. She couldn't pay up, so they were getting her sons away.
所以这个妇女最痛苦的是丈夫欠了债，妻子没办法还，人家要抢走他的孩子的时候，刚好以利沙到了他的家，他就把这样的苦情告诉了以利沙。
So the woman's most pressing need was that she had no money to pay and she was losing her sons. So when Elisha came, she has shared it with Elisha.
以利沙就问他说，你现在家里还有什么东西？他说家里还有一瓶油。除了一瓶油以外，其他什么都没有了。
Elisha said, "What else do you have still in the house?" And she said, "I only have one jar of oil."
以利沙就叫他说去邻居到处去借器皿来，反正大的小的罐子全部去借来。结果他们母子三个人就跑去借了，到邻居去把所有的器皿都借来。
Elisha told her to go and borrow containers from her neighbors, and she and her sons collected a lot of containers and put them in the house.
以利沙告诉他们说，再把房门关起来，一直倒油，把你那一瓶油倒在所有的器皿上面。
Now Elisha told her, close the door and pour out the oil from this jar you have into all these containers.
以利沙告诉他说，倒满了油以后拿去卖，卖了钱可以还债。
Elisha said, once the jars have been filled, go and sell these oil, and then you can pay off your debt.
剩下来的母子就可以度日了。
The remaining amount you can live on.
结果这个妇人就做了，就照着做了，就借了很多的器皿来，跟孩子一起在倒油，越倒越多，越倒越多。
Now the woman did exactly this. She borrowed a lot of containers and she filled all of them with the jar of oil.
这个母亲告诉孩子说，还有没有器皿再拿来？孩子说没有了。
The woman said to her sons, "Do you have any more jars?" And they said, "No, we don't."
油就止住了，就再倒不出来了。
And at that moment, the jar of oil stopped and there was no more oil coming out of the jar.
所以弟兄姐妹，一个跟随主的人一定要有信心，不要说没有了。
So as followers of Christ, we must have faith.
你说没有了，就真的没有了。
Let's not say we don't have anymore, because when we do, then we really don't.
我说你很有恩赐，你看你的唱歌唱得非常好，你的声音很好，你说感谢神，神所赐的。
When I say you are very gifted and blessed, you sing very well, you can simply acknowledge it as a gift from God.
你不能说没有了，我的声音很烂了，好，永远就烂了。
Don't respond and say no, I don't sing well because you may possibly not sing well from then on.
不可以接受这灰心的灵。
Don't have a spirit of despair and hopelessness.
人家称赞你的家很漂亮，很华丽，很贵。你说感谢神，这是神的恩典赐福给我的。
When people give you praise about your house, how nice it is, then you can simply acknowledge it and respond by saying, this is what God has blessed me with.
你不能说没有啦，这很烂的房子只有一间而已，以后你永远就只有一间。
Now don't respond and say, nah, this is nothing. It's only one house. Very well, you might just have one house.
你要说感谢神，这是神的恩典赐给我有机会得到这样漂亮的房子，这是我一生当中的第一间，还有第二间、第三间、第四间。
You can say that I'm blessed by God and I have this nice house. I may have more in the future.
你一定要有信心，不能说灰心的话。
You must have faith.
不要像门徒一样没有信心说我们哪里有，不可以这样子的。
Don't be like the disciples and respond without faith and say, we don't have anything.
好了，这个下面34节说，耶稣说你们有多少饼，那么当然耶稣知道门徒哪有能力买那么多的饼给他们吃的时候，耶稣说你们到底有多少食物啊。
Now Jesus asked them, how many loaves of bread do you have?
哦，他们说有七个，还有几条小鱼。
And they responded that they had seven loaves and few small fish.
你看那么多人的当中，几千人的当中，有一个人，这里没有说是谁，这五饼二鱼的里面有四福音里面都有记载五饼二鱼，这个四千人吃饱的是在马太、马可两个地方记载，其实他这样的见证都是一样的，所以呢，这里没有记载说是谁把这个七个饼跟几条鱼捐献出来。
No, it doesn't say here who brought the fish and the bread and who donated it to the crowd.
就是有人愿意把它奉献出来，七个饼和几条小鱼。
But somebody was willing to lay it down before Jesus and donate it.
一个跟随主的人必须要活出奉献、舍得奉献和舍得分享的一个生命。
Now a follower of Jesus must live out a life that's willing to sacrifice and willing to share.
越是大家没有，越是大家贫穷的时候，乐意把食物奉献出来的，是何等的感动人啊。
The more lacking that people are, the more touching it is when we are willing and grateful to share what we have.
我十六岁的时候，那时候高中一年级。
When I was in high school, when I was 16.
我们的家里四个孩子，我是最大的。
I'm the oldest of my three siblings.
我的妈妈就告诉教会的牧师说，我的牧师是单身人，他年纪很大了，他也不结婚了，所以他就告诉我的妈妈就告诉牧师说，我的儿子是不是可以去跟你住？因为在教会里可以跟别的同学学到一些功课。
Now the pastor of the church was an old man, he was not married, and my mother said to him, can my sons follow you and live in the church so that he can learn from his peers?
那牧师说好啊，可以来跟我住在一起，我就到教会去跟牧师住在一起了。
The pastor said yes, and so I went and lived in the church.
牧师每周间聚会的时候都带着我去，我就帮他拿诗歌本。
Now when the pastor went around to me during the week, he would always bring me, and I would just help him with the hymn books.
我的母亲让我住在教会的目的是希望能够有弟兄姐妹帮我的功课， 但是呢，牧师却带着我去传道。
Now my mom, when she asked for the pastor to take me in, she had in mind that other brothers and sisters will help me with my studies.
我妈妈也不知道这件事情。
But the pastor brought me to preach the gospel, and my mom didn't know about this.
我也没讲。
And I didn't say it either.
所以在有家庭聚会，我都去晚上都去参加了。
So when there are family fellowships, I was always present with the pastor.
所以我16岁我就知道教会弟兄姐妹每一个人家庭的光景，属灵的生命我都知道得很清楚。
So even when I was 16, I knew very well the spiritual health and the well-being of brothers and sisters.
那个年代在台湾是50年代，那是非常贫穷的一个日子。
It was the 50s in Taiwan. It was a time when people were very poor.
我们教会每年的27号，农历的12月27号到29号三天是布道会。
Now every year in the lunar calendar, December 27th to 29th, our church had a outreach gospel event.
每年都是如此的，所以在要布道会的最后一天就是除夕夜了，所以前三天布道会一个月之前就已经贴海报了。
So we did this every year, and a month before the gospel event, we would have posters and flyers out.
请台北一个牧师来我们的教会来布道三天。
We would invite a pastor from Taipei to come and preach.
当27号中午吃过饭的时候
on the 27th, after eating lunch,
有一个姐妹是教会里面，我们教会里面最贫穷的一个家庭。
Now a sister from our church who happened to be one of the poorest in church.
她姓杜，我现在还记得，叫做杜妈妈，我叫她杜妈妈。
She was Mrs. Du, I still remember.
她有五个孩子。
She had five children.
前面三个女的，后面两个男的。
The three older ones were daughters.
她的丈夫是在街上补皮鞋的。
Her husband fixed shoes on the streets for a living.
可是杜妈妈非常的瘦，而且脸色苍白，他们营养不好。
Their whole family was malnutrition, and Mrs. Du was very skinny.
27号下午一点多钟的时候，她就来按教会的电铃。
On the 27th, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, she came and rang the doorbell.
我的牧师还有我那天也在家，我就赶快跑到大门口要开门，到底是谁按电铃的时候，就看到杜妈妈就站在教会的门口。
When the pastor and I rushed to the door to open it, we saw Mrs. Du at the door.
她手上抱了一只鸡，那个年代买卖鸡是活的，不像现在是杀死的。
She had a live chicken in her hands. In those times, people gave live chicken as gifts.
那个杜妈妈就拿了一只鸡说，给牧师说，这个鸡是奉献给教会的，因为传道人要来教会讲道，要住两个晚上，这是我奉献来给传道人今天晚上杀来吃的。
Mrs. Du said, "I want to offer this chicken to the church so that we can treat the visiting pastor." Tonight.
后来牧师看到以后非常的感动，说：“哦，不可以，因为你家里面环境很不好，那是鸡是别人送给他，要除夕要杀来吃的。”
The pastor was greatly moved, and he said, "No, you can't do this. Somebody else gave you
the chicken." 他却拿来给教会说要奉献给传道人用。
But she was insistent.
后来那我们的牧师就推他出去说，不要，你拿回去，这是人家送给你的，你不可以拿来。他说我这一年当中我都没有钱，他先生补皮鞋，所以刚好有人奉献人家送给我，所以我有机会拿这只鸡来奉献给教会。
The pastor wouldn't accept the chicken, but she said, "The whole year I had nothing to give, and now I have
a chicken." 后来推来推去，推来推去，鸡都一直叫，一直叫。
The whole time the chicken was making a lot of noises.
我那时候16岁的少年人也站在旁边看着这一幕光景。
As a 16-year-old, I stood beside the pastor and watched this.
后来这个姐妹说，牧师，你为什么要拦阻神给我的赐福呢？你为什么不接受我的奉献呢？
The sister said to the pastor, "Pastor, why do you reject the blessing that God has given me?"
后来牧师就听了他这话，没有办法，就把鸡就接过来了，拿到厨房后面有一个蔡姐妹，这三天布道会她来帮忙做菜的，诶，刚好新菜，她来做菜的，她就把这牧师就把鸡就交给她。那个姐妹不知道，在厨房里说，牧师你买一只鸡回来了，她说不是，是一个杜姐妹杜妈妈奉献的。
So the pastor finally accepted the chicken and brought it to the kitchen and gave it to a Mrs. Tai. And Mrs. Tai thought the pastor bought the chicken, but the pastor said, "No, no, this is from Mrs. Du."
这蔡妈妈说：“你怎么可以接受他呢？我们都知道他家里是最穷的一个家庭，你怎么拿他的鸡呢？”他说：“没有办法。”他说：“我为什么要拦阻牧师？为什么拦阻神给他祝福呢？”所以他讲这句话，我没有办法，只有接受了。你把他杀了吧。
Now Mrs. Tai said, how could you accept this? We all know that Mrs. Du's family is the poorest, the most needy. How can we take this chicken in?
结果,
and the pastor said,
这个蔡姐妹抓了那只鸡以后，手都一直在发抖，一直，后来我是少年人，他叫我抓住他的脚，我也在发抖。
So the pastor told Mrs. Tai why he took it in, and Mrs. Tai was shaking and wasn't able to handle the chicken, so she askedPastor Chang here to hold on to the chicken.
后来到了晚上的时候，蔡姐妹含着眼泪把这个鸡杀了，就红烧了一半，一半是拿来煮汤。
So in the evening, with tears, Mrs. Tai killed the chicken and made two dishes out of it.
台北的牧师也来了，我们就本来就三个人一起吃饭，我们的牧师加上我还有台北的牧师，三个人就一起吃晚餐。
Now the pastor from Taipei came, and the three of us, my pastor, me,
这蔡姐妹回家去了，所以我留下我们三个人吃晚餐。
And Mrs. Tai had gone home also, so just the three of us had dinner.
你知道，在那个年代，过年才可以吃到鸡肉的，尤其那时候我才16岁，嘴巴最馋的时候，那个鸡，那个在桌子上红烧的味道又很香。
You know that in those days, only during New Year's, could you eat chicken.
我一直在掉口水。
And as a 16-year-old, the smell of the chicken really tempted me, and I kept on salivating.
但是我看到桌上的那盘鸡肉的时候，就看到了杜妈妈一家人那个样子，就在桌子上面。
But when I saw the chicken, in my mind, I saw Mrs. Du's family.
我的牧师也不敢夹那个菜，一直在掉眼泪。
My pastor couldn't eat the chicken either, and he kept on crying.
我现在讲他的见证的时候，我自己都在掉眼泪。那个时候我也是不敢去夹那个鸡肉来吃。
Even now, when I share this story, I'm very moved.
我不知道为什么这个姐妹她所做的这件事情会感动牧师。也吃不下，一直掉眼泪，连一个少年人在旁边也吃不下，一直掉眼泪。
Now this thing that Mrs. Du did, it was so moving that the pastor and a youngster like me could not touch the chicken.
当牧师夹了一块鸡肉放在我碗上叫我吃的时候，我已经受不了了，眼泪就掉下来了。
When pastor gave me a piece of chicken and told me to eat it, I couldn't take it anymore, and I stood up and cried.
所以那天晚餐我吃得非常痛苦，我就把眼泪擦了，我就说我不吃了，我就回去了。我的牧师也吃不下，台北来的那个牧师他不知道情况是什么。
So that dinner was very painful for me. I couldn't eat much, and I returned to my room. And my pastor couldn't eat much either. But the visiting pastor had no idea.
我很羡慕他，不知道是发生什么事情。
I envied him because he didn't know what was going on.
但是这件事情让我看到了神的那个爱，神的奇妙，在这个杜妈妈的身上。
But this act made me see God's love and God's wonderfulness in Mrs. Du.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们所做的，你所奉献的，你所做的，你不要认为稀奇，不稀奇。
Dear brothers and sisters, don't think that the things that you do are nothing.
你所献上的要感动谁，你是不会知道的。连杜妈妈今天她也不知道，一个16岁的少年人被感动的，以至于后来走服事的道路。我无论到哪里都要讲这件见证分享。 这个杜妈妈的生命。
You never know how something you can do or something you can give can touch the lives of others. Even today, Mrs. Du does not know how this act of hers touched me greatly.
在这一生当中，真的，你若是活出跟随主的一个生命来，我相信你一定很乐意分享你的东西与众人的。
In your life as a follower of Christ, I'm sure that you'll be very willing to share with people around you.
后来在西雅图，我碰到了我的教会一个青年，他现在也在牧师，他也做牧师了。后来我把这件事情告诉他，我小的时候受杜妈妈奉献一只鸡的影响，他说：“哇，原来这样子，现在杜妈妈还活着。”本来我看到当年的时候很瘦，因为营养不良，但是呢他们全家都在主的里面敬畏神。
Now years later in Seattle, I shared with a brother from the church who is also a pastor now about this story, and he said Mrs. Du is still alive and well, and their whole family has believed the Lord.
所以说贫穷并不可耻。
So being poor is not shameful.
没有生命才是最可耻的。
Not being alive is shameful.
感谢神的恩典。下面我们看到35节，耶稣接过这个七个饼和几条小鱼的时候，拿祝谢以后就递给门徒，门徒就分给众人。
Now we see in verse 36, Jesus took the seven loaves and the fish and gave thanks and gave it to the disciples to give to the people.
他就吩咐众人坐在地上。
Now he asked them all to sit down.
现在要给弟兄们做一个动作，请弟兄们起立。
Now we're going to ask you to do something. Please stand up.
弟兄起立就好了。
Oh, just the brothers, please. Just the brothers.
弟兄们说，母亲节快乐，耶稣爱你。
Now,
好，请坐。当我试看请弟兄起来的时候，有的人就很不耐烦的起来，有的人很高兴的起来，所以这是一个顺服与不顺服的问题。
When I asked the brothers to stand up, some people were very unwilling and some people did it joyously. It's a matter of obedience.
耶稣叫众人坐在地上，在野地里没有那么舒服的椅子和地毯，全部坐在地上，而且几千人很难控制的情况之下，叫他们坐下来，一排排的坐好，他们都坐下来了。
When Jesus told the crowd to sit down in a remote place, it was not a comfortable place.
所以从这里可以看见，一个跟随主的人是要有顺服的生命。
So we also see here that somebody who follows Christ must have a life of obedience.
顺服的生命要从哪里开始操练呢？从夫妇之间就要开始学习了。
Now where does a life of obedience start? It starts in the relationship of husband and wife.
我在跟师母生活的这些年间，学习顺服最多的就是我了。
Now as I live with my wife for so many years, I learned the lesson of obedience many times.
师母的个性跟我完全不一样，她是一个实际的一个很实际的一个妇人。
My wife's personality is very different from mine. She's a very practical person.
我是一个非常浪漫的一个人。
I'm a very romantic person.
师母在教会里面，圣诞节的时候，人家弟兄姐妹奉献了很多的圣诞红，一盆一盆的摆在教会前面。
Now in Christmas, many of our brothers and sisters would donate plants to put in the church.
当圣诞节过了以后，圣诞红就死了。结果呢，师母呢就拿那个圣诞红的花盆呢，全部去种葱。
Now, after Christmas and all the plants died, my wife took all the pots and planted scallions in them.
在台湾因为没有地，所以她看了很多花盆全部种葱。我说花盆就是种花的。
No, there's not a lot of land in Taiwan.
他就一直跟我强辩说要种葱才可以煮面呢可以吃到葱。
But I said the pots are for flowers, but she insisted that they can be used for scallions.
所以我现在测验一下，那个花盆愿意种葱的举手？没有。所以感谢主，大家支持我了。所以我跟他吵没有用的，他说一定要种葱，因为没有地。所以呢，我又很要面子，怕弟兄姐妹来看说花盆就是种花，怎么去种葱嘛？所以我又很要面子的，所以两个人为了这件事情就争执，争执到最后没有办法，他很强势啊，所以我只有顺服了。
It was no use for me to disagree. I didn't want the members to see the scallion pots in our church, so I argued with her many times, but she was very insistent and strong, so I had to obey.
所以夫妇之间真的顺服的功课非常难的，尤其是个性又不一样。
So between husband and wife, the lesson of obedience is very difficult.
现在来到美国了，前面后院，我们的家前院后院都有地了，他就很高兴开始种菜了。
Now in the US, we have some land in front and behind the house, and she's very happy and planted many vegetables.
我把后面的地一块一块一块的把它整理出来，我说这一块种白菜，这个青冈菜，这个是葱，这个是蒜。
Now I divided the backyard into many sections and
我很喜欢整齐，结果他就随便乱种。
In each section, it was supposed to be meant for a different vegetable, but she would just plant it anywhere.
连那个两片的之间那个沟沟也种。他说水流下来那个沟沟，寸土寸金都去种。
Even in the gutter between the area, she planted seeds.
好，家的后面这样子，那就不管它了。我说前面是要种水果树和种花。
I said, fine, the backyard, do whatever you want.
家的前面一定要漂亮，对不对？种果树还种花，结果他又给我种马铃薯。
But in the front yard, I wanted fruit trees and flowers, but she went and planted potatoes.
我真的是受不了了，这样子的。
Man, I can't take it anymore.
所以怎么办？你要跟他吵吗？所以只有顺服了。
So what do I do? Do I argue with her? No, I just obey.
所以弟兄姐妹真的要从家庭开始学习顺服。圣经告诉我们说要彼此顺服，哎，你不能老是我，都是我顺服。
Now truly the lesson of obedience starts at the home. The Bible tells us to mutually submit to one another.
因为现在主权在我，所以要伸冤，以后你去跟弟兄姐妹伸冤。没事。第三十七节说，众人都吃饱，你看分叫大家坐下来好分食物，对不对？好，就门徒就分了食物了，以后众人都吃饱了。
Now in verse 37, we see that all the people were satisfied and full.
所以你看一定耶稣问说，诶，吃饱了没有？我们在台湾来的都很喜欢问，对不对？吃过饭后说吃饱了没有，吃饱了没，对不对？都互相的问，结果众人都吃饱了。这个是什么意思呢？这里告诉我们说要饱足的生命，一个跟随主的人一定要生命是饱足的。
Now, what does this teach us that they were satisfied? It shows us that as a follower of Christ, we must have a life of fulfillment, being full.
感谢神，我希望教会开执事会的时候，千万不要十一点半开，超过十二点以后到十二点半呢，没有吃饱哈，老我就开始发作了。
I hope that when we have deacon board meetings at church, that it doesn't start at 11:30, because if we haven't had lunch, then.
所以做任何事情一定要吃饱才做。所以你看那些驯兽师啊，在表演的时候，抱着老虎、狮子、大象、鳄鱼，哇，训练得非常好的，还有海里面的那鲸鱼也训练得好。为什么呢？驯兽师给他们吃饱了。
Now, before we do something, we want to be full, just like the animal trainers, when they train all the animals, they feed the animals so that they are full.
一个跟随主的人, 如果生命还是很枯干, 不是饱足生命的话, 容易老我就发作, 常常发脾气。
If you are a follower of Christ and your life is characterized by dryness and emptiness, then your old self might come up.
跟随主的人饱足了以后怎么样呢? 才是富裕嘛, 对不对? 你看贫穷的国家, 连饭都没得吃饱, 你叫他怎么会, 怎么是一个富裕的人呢? 所以今天我们大家都在生活上, 在食物上都已经饱足了, 才有富, 才是看到富裕嘛, 对不对?
Now somebody who's been fulfilled is one that has a life of abundance.
一个跟随主的人, 生命是丰富的, 是富裕的。
Someone who follows Christ is full of life.
我在台湾的时候, 我的孩子, 在读书的时候, 从小学到高中, 都不是一样吗? 到进学校的时候, 给一个问卷调查表, 家庭的生活状况, 父亲是做什么, 母亲做什么的, 家里是做什么的, 是农工商, 打个勾, 对不对? 经济状况, 贫穷, 小康, 富裕。 所以有一年, 我女儿读高中的时候, 两个女儿读高中的时候, 那个家庭问卷就给我, 我那个家庭状况, 经济状况, 我就告诉女儿说, 勾什么? 富裕。
Now in Taiwan, when my children went to public schools, as usual, they had these surveys that asked about the conditions of each family, and on it, it asks about occupation, income level of each family, and I told my daughters to check the box that said we were well off.
我说你不能够勾贫穷啊, 你勾贫穷是几级贫民, 而且会不荣耀神啊, 对不对? 我们也不是贫穷啊, 所以大家不可能会勾贫穷, 大部分的人都勾什么? 小康。
Now I told them that we couldn't check the box that said poor because poor means poverty and we were not in poverty. And most people indeed checked the box in the middle.
对, 所以我们每一个人在台湾住过的, 从小到大, 我们的问卷, 全部的生活状况都是小康。
And so all of us, most of us, as we grew up on our surveys, we would check the middle box that said
大家都勾一样小康, 就没有意思了。 所以我叫我的女儿说, 勾富裕。
Now I thought that's not interesting, so I wanted my daughters to check the box that said we were wealthy.
女儿很顺服就勾了富裕。 等到交出去了以后, 过了两个礼拜, 女儿跟我说, 爸爸, 你被选为学校的常务委员。
Now, after my daughter submitted a survey, 2 weeks later, my daughters told me, Dad, you've been selected to be a parent official at the church, at the school.
马上学校要校庆了，就会通知他的爸爸，你会通知去学校开家长委员会，常务委员也要到场了。
Now the anniversary celebration of the school is coming up, and they asked all the officials to come and coming for a meeting.
后来我就去了，去了以后。 11点半开会。
So I went and the meeting started at 11:30.
开学校校长、教务主任、训导主任开招加常务委员、常委员、常务委员一起来开会。
So all the different officials, deans from the school were present and all the parent officers were there.
开到12点半的时候，学校就说：“各位，大家辛苦了，现在在学校的旁边有个餐厅。” 摆了四桌, 请你们, 委员, 家, 常务委员, 还有家长会长, 一起去用餐。
Now at 12:30, the school said, good job everyone, let's have lunch at this restaurant near the school.
结果吃到两道菜的时候, 捐款簿就出来了。
Now after the second course, they passed around a form that asked for donations.
我为什么要勾富裕?
Why did I check the box that said wealthy?
后来我就说我最后签, 我要看前面人捐多少。
So I signed the donation form last because I wanted to see what others would put down.
最后轮到我的时候，都逃不掉，每一个人四桌人，每一个人都要签，都要要签。他说今天没有带钱来没有关系，校庆的那天带来，现在在认捐。后来我看到前面家长会长50,000。
No, there was no escaping it. It was circulating, and when it got to me, they said, if you don't have money today, it's okay. Just bring the money on the celebration day.
没有人捐五千的，最少是一万。
And I saw all the people before me. The least that they pledged was $10,000.
我觉得大家的最多的一万，那我就跟着一万了。
最多还最少？
最少。最少一万。
I saw that the least amount was $10,000, so I also put down $10,000.
后来回来以后，我把这事情告诉师母，师母说：“谁叫你要勾富裕啊？”
So after I came home, I told my wife, and she said, "Why did you check the wealthy box?"
感谢主，我们的主是丰丰富富的，我们有信心，你勾富裕就是富裕。
Thanks be to God. Our God is God of abundance, and when you check wealthy, you are wealthy.
所以希望弟兄姐妹，我的意思是说，我们在主里跟随主的人是丰丰富富的，是饱足的生命。
My point is that as we follow Christ, our life is one of abundance and fulfillment.
本来就应该是丰丰富富的，我们拒绝贫穷在我们的生命的当中，因为我们是跟随主的人。
That's the way it should be. As followers of Christ, we renounce the life of emptiness.
37节，众人都吃饱了，你看，收拾剩下的零碎，装满了7筐子。
We see in verse 37 that the leftovers fill 7 basketfuls.
哎，怎么知道是装满了7筐子呢？原来是数过了。你看那个时候多环保，不可以浪费的，对不对？把它收拾起来。诶，有7筐子耶。
Now it's apparent that they counted the leftovers and they didn't let any of it go to waste.
这里是告诉我们说，一个跟随主的人要有数算主恩的一个生命。
Now this teaches us that as followers of Christ, we need to count our blessings.
有一年在我的教会里面也是一样，母亲节，那我们就大家围一个圆圈，我说每一个人都要诉说母亲在你生命当中影响最深的最伟大的，你可以分享出来你的母亲。
Now one time on Mother's Day in my church, we sat in a circle and I asked everyone to share something that their moms have done in their lives.
结果有一个太太告诉我说，牧师，我可以不分享吗？我以为她很害羞，不是的，她说，我说好，那你就不要，轮到你的时候就跳过去，那跟别人再分享好了。
Now a lady asked me if she could not share, and I thought she was shy, so I said, yes, you can simply pass when it comes to your turn.
过后的话我就问她说，你为什么不愿意分享你母亲在你生命中伟大的事迹呢？她说，每年母亲节我都非常的痛苦，因为我的母亲是世上最坏的母亲。
Now, after the event, I asked her why she wasn't willing to share, and she told me that every Mother's Day, I'm filled with pain because my mother is a very bad mother.
一个跟随主的人要懂得如何数算主的恩典啊。
Now, a follower of Christ, we need to understand how to count our blessings.
我就告诉她说，母亲，对，虽然在世上的人都不完全，但是她有生育你的恩典，也值得我们来尊敬他的。我就一直安慰他，开导他，以至于后来他就明白了。
So I comforted her and consoled her and told her that, yes, nobody is perfect, but your mother at least gave birth to you and raised you up, and there are things you can give thanks for.
诗篇90:12勉励我们说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Now in Psalm chapter 90, it says that please teach us to count our blessings so that our hearts may be filled with your wisdom.
最后一个我们看到的是什么呢？38节，这里说吃的人除了妇女孩子共有4000。
Now lastly in verse 38, we see that besides women and children, there were 4,000 present.
这里不是告诉我们说歧视小孩跟妇女，乃是 要算一算看那么多的人到底是吃了多少，七个饼跟几条小鱼，几千人吃饱，看看统计一下到底多少分量的意思。
Now the verse here is not meant to discriminate against women and children. It's to give an account of how many people actually ate the seven loaves of bread and fish on that day.
那么除了扣除了妇女跟小孩是什么意思呢？因为妇女吃的很少，很难统计，因为妇女很怕胖，所以吃的小一点点，小孩子分量也不多，所以小孩子妇人不要算。那么这样有四千是什么人呢？男人。
So besides women and children, possibly because they eat very little, their portions were small. So 4,000 were grown men.
所以现在统计出来，发现有四千个男人。哇，是七个饼，几条小鱼，好像四千个男人都吃饱了。所以看到四千个男人的意思，就是告诉我们说，男人一定要活出生命的见证来。
So we see that the 4,000 that were full were counting just the grown men, and we can take the lesson from here and say that men must live out a life of testimony.
其实我告诉各位，男人是最没有见证的。
Actually, I share it with you that men are usually the ones that lack testimony the most.
少年的时候打架。
When you were young, you might have gotten into fights.
青年的时候打仗。
And when you're a little older, you might have participated in war.
结婚的时候打老婆。
When you get married, you might fight with your wife.
你看哪一个男人有见证呢？
So which man has good testimony to share?
包括牧师在内。
Including myself.
所以要常常接受磨练。
So we must be willing to be trained.
圣经提摩太前书二章八节说，要注意哦，男人一定要有见证哦，一个跟随主的人要有见证。提摩太前书二章八节说，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。所以男人呢、啊，当要举起手要打太太的时候，要记得这节经文。
Now in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8,I couldn't get to it in time, but read it on your own. It tells us that men must not be filled with anger, and we must have testimonies.
要活出见证来。
We must live out a life of testimonies.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
今天是你复活的日子。
Today is the day that you live.
我们都是跟随你的人。
We are all followers of you.
求主，你用你的光来光照我们。
Lord, we pray that you will shine your light upon us.
让我们能够活出生命来。
So that we can live out a life.
才是配得上跟随你的人。
That is worthy to be called a follower of Christ.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Lord.
悦纳我们的敬拜。
We pray that this worship has been pleasing to you.
奉耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。